ever want to flow like Snoop Dogg, here's how. This is a Pressed Dynasty Entertainment show. My name is Lucas Porter. Episode number 2 is here. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Another bizarre Pharrell-produced collaboration. This from the duo's overlooked album Bush, which emphasized the singing song flow of Snoop Dogg. Dr. Dre produced its lead single, Sensual Seduction. Dr. Dre has not released an album in 7 years, so the lyrics on the song by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are by Jay-Z, who was chosen as the track is ghostwriter in order to guarantee quality. His single, Sensual Seduction, helped Snoop Dogg start off the new millennium with another top 40 hit, and was the start of Snoop Dogg's breakout second decade. Recalling past singles by Snoop Dogg, while updating lyrics to reflect his new No Limit label, Snoop Dogg scored another top 40 hit. The chemistry was still there, as the heavy-hitting beat and cool piano sample laid the groundwork for Snoop Dogg to reflect on a life without hip-hop. Snoop Dogg stays true to the Biz Markie mold, updating names and cultural references to match his homie, while paying tribute to the funk era at the same time as signaling a new dog is on top. Unable to look away, Snoop Doggy Dogg's is charmingly awkward on camera. Whereas Dr. Dre's is detached and disengaged in public, kids flock around Snoop like he is driving an ice cream truck. Impossible to take your eyes off of, Snoop Doggy Dogg's is endearingly awkward in front of a camera. Where Dr. Dre's is aloof and unapproachable in public, children swarm around Snoop as if he were driving an ice cream truck. Around everyone are men and women, Mexicans and blacks, even some white dudes, who dance, raise their vehicle clubs regalia high, toss out their gang signs, and hand out Pip's yellow bottles of malt liquor, which appear to be bobbing Zeppelin like over a mob. The beat starts up, Dre mimes rapping along with the tape, cars jiggle, Snoop Doggy Dogg sleepily bobs Snoop Doggy Dogg's head, and all around are men and women, Mexicans and blacks, and even a few white guys, dancing, holding car club insignia aloft, throwing gang signs, passing around piss yellow bottles of malt liquor that seem to bob like Zeppelins above the crowd. But I shit, because I am going deep cover, spit up drive. Dre and Spit Dre, while Spit is promising a 187 undercover cops who are knee-deep on the wrong end of the line. I love the verse because your old droog does exactly what you would expect, yet it subtly changes things up, something that no dope rhymer does not actually. While that usage of that style of rhyming is Snoop's own, Snoop cannot then create new ways of phrase from the old ones, something that all of my goats, such as Jean Grey, could. The result is a verbal content largely free from any significance outside the rhyming. The person who has dope rhyming insights about life would never be confused with Mos Def on mathematics or Talib Kweli on black girl pain. Because of that natural flow sense, which is nearly as good as Biggie's, combined with a rather vanilla poetic content, Snoop has created a generation of imitators. It is something that Hitman did, and probably picked up from somebody who had dick rhymes, was himself originally from California, and worked with Snoop's own persona, Dr. Dre. KRS-One from Boogie Down Productions famously declared that rap is what you make, hip-hop is what you live, which remains a helpful point to remember. Freedom of expression has been a right rap artists have been fighting for as long as hip-hop has been around. If there is one thing that hip-hop fans enjoy more than listening to hip-hop, it is the arguments over hip-hop, and specifically, over what really defines the genre. Like I said before, honoring forefathers, people who started hip-hop, the ones that did not get the record deals. That is what hip-hop is all about, being able to bring it up this high, to have it continue to rise and rise, to come of age and have them look at us as if we were rock and roll artists. It is the work of Dr. Dre's production, on Eazy-E, on N.W.A., on Snoop Dogg, on himself, that has made gangsta rap one of the more vital genres of popular music that has emerged over the past several years. With The Chronic topping the charts, and Snoop Doggy Dogg's Doggy Style en route, Dr. Dre's gangsta rap was the biggest thing in music during the summer of 1993. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's single Nothing But A G Thang sent the message to the world that West Coast hip-hop was taking over. When Dr. Dre dropped Deep Cover, it was the first time that rap fans heard a MC without an N.W.A. It was also the first time that we heard a Future.
Worldwide icon. Then known as Snoop Dogg. And that song was intended to soundtrack the movie of the same name. Since then, Snoop Dogg and M teamed up on the Up in Smoke tour. And also on B*TCH Please 2. The second taste of the song that Dre, Snoop, Exhibit, and Nate Dogg had created more than a year earlier. Dr. Dre's developed Snoop Dogg in the early 90s, when Death Row Records was founded, and another in the late part of the decade, when he cemented his imprint, Aftermath Entertainment.
This has been a Pressed Dynasty Entertainment Show, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.